This is a CHOI news update. Nanaimo postal workers are back to the picket lines, continuing the strike they started late last year. This follows the federal government's announcement on Thursday, September 25th, of major reforms to Canada Post. At the Thursday announcement, Federal Public Works Minister Joel Lightbound, who oversees Canada Post, called on the postal company to end door-to-door services and close many of its rural postal offices. The announcement was met with outrage from the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, or CUPW, who followed with a call for a nationwide strike. While postal workers are now back on the picket lines for the first time since December last year, Shane Lorenz, president of the CUPW Local 786, says the strike never truly ended when they were forced back to work.
We are still on strike. So basically we were forced back to work back in December, but we weren't given a resolution to our dispute.
CHOI met with Lorenz outside Canada Post's Nanaimo distribution facility, where many of the workers were striking. Postal workers first went on strike in November 2025, and after a month of strike action, the Canada Industrial Relations Board ordered the workers back to work. Lorenz says while the strike started last year to fight for better wages and improved working conditions, now they are fighting to keep services running.
Well, our concern is that this is now affecting all Canadians, not just postal workers, and that's why we're back on the line, to bring the attention of what's really happening here.
He says they are concerned that if Canada Post stops door-to-door delivery and starts closing down rural post offices, it's going to affect Canadians who rely on Canada Post to send and receive their mail. He says in Nanaimo, residents in the city will see the effects of the closure of door-to-door delivery.
Nanaimo is probably about 50% door-to-door delivery, so yes, it will impact Nanaimo dramatically.
According to the federal government, ending door-to-door services will save Canada Post $4 million annually. Lauren says while some people may think that the post office is not relevant anymore, Canada Post and its post offices are still critically important to all Canadians. He says if changes to door-to-door services or rural offices are made now to save a little money, in the long run, it'll end up costing more for Canadians to send and receive mail.
And I'm worried that once we open the window to losing home delivery, that there's going to be many, many more things to come. And I'm just worried what that will look like for all Canadians. And I think Canadians should have a say in what's happening to their public service.
If door-to-door services are canceled, people would need to receive their mail from community mailboxes. According to the Postal Union, 4 million addresses across the country would be expected to switch to community mailboxes. Lorenz also stresses other unconsidered benefits of door-to-door services.
There's a lot of people that love having door-to-door delivery. I know not everybody receives as much, you know, one person receives more mail than the other, but there's a lot of factors that you can't let that don't have costs. You know, like there's a benefit to all to having a postal worker in your community. Like, I mean, walking through your community every day, we notice things that other people don't because we're in the same area every day. We notice things. We've rescued dogs. We've rescued elderly people that have fallen down in their home. We've saved people from fires, you know, smoke coming out of one side of the building, alerting the people on the other side of the building, hey, there's a fire. There's all kinds of situations that postal workers have shown a benefit to the community overall as well as delivering the mail.
Lauren says that as Canada Post hasn't come to the bargaining table at all this year, they will continue to strike until a resolution can be reached, unless the federal government once again forces them back to work.
I mean, we don't want that, but I think really that is truly the only resolution to the outstanding labor dispute. But now our concern is that we want Canadians to know what's really happening here. The post office is being changed by the government without any feedback from Canadians themselves.
In a statement issued Thursday, September 25th, Canada Post expressed disappointment in the union's decision to go back to striking, which they say will, quote, further deteriorate Canada Post's financial situation, end quote. Canada Post says all mail and parcel deliveries will be paused for the duration of the strike. For CHOI News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.